Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
G'day guys, Daniel Thomas here. Here are three curated challenges from guests on previous episodes. First up, we have author Jessica Speer.
Well, since we're talking about phones and our digital lives, let's start there. So a challenge might be, you know, notice your daily life and notice if you've given up something or some things because it's been replaced by time you're spending on your screen. So, you know, just taking a stock of, you know, where do you really want to be spending your time? One of my daughters is way into TikTok sometimes, but when she doesn't have to be, she signs off. So for instance, you know, she noticed that she used to love reading books, but in the teen world, sometimes knowing what the trends are in TikTok are really important connection point for peers. But in the summer, that doesn't matter, you know, because we're not in school here. She doesn't need to stay up on trends and she can actually sign off TikTok and get back to reading. So that's a great example for all of us. Like, so what, you know, what are we letting go of, or what have we actually, you know, maybe unconsciously let go of because we're spending so much time on this device that we want to bring back into our lives? And how can we make that happen? How can we create the space and time to bring some of those other activities that really bring us joy back into our lives?
Next up, we have social psychologist Bo Bennett.
The publishing industry. So the challenge, I'd present two different challenges there. One is to potential authors who have this idea for a book, but it's just an overwhelming process. And it's one of those ideas that, like, oh, I want to write a book, but there's so much involved, I don't have time. My challenge to them is write your first book using AI. Just go to our site, bookbud.ai. Start with an idea. That's all you need. A few hours later, you're going to have your book, publish it. You're a published author. Congratulations. Once you get over that hump, and you kind of are walked through the entire process, then you could start doing it like more on your own. You could do like your own book. But it's really getting over that hump, the saying that, like, oh, there's no way I could possibly do this. But yes, you can. And you could do it in a few hours. So that's my challenge to people who have this idea for a book, but never quite followed through with it. Now, my challenge to self-published authors who are out there right now with a book that isn't really doing too well. It's just kind of languishing out there in cyberspace, and they may get a couple sales a year or whatever, but they definitely want more, is to seriously reevaluate your book. Say, okay, why isn't this selling? And one of the big mistakes that authors make is they say, hey, I'm going to send my book to my friends and family. Let's see what they say. Of course, they're going to love it. They're your friends and they're your family. They're not going to say anything different. And it's not just that they're lying to you. It's like a cognitive bias, essentially. It's called the halo effect. They see you as this great person. Therefore, if you write a book, it must be great as well. And it's going to really taint their experience with the book. Do not send it to your friends and family. I mean, you could, but don't get any feedback from them. Don't take it seriously. Send it to complete strangers. That's the way to do it. There's plenty of sites that allow you to do that. And see what people are saying about it. And also, it's the whole idea of I get people that tell me this book is great, like strangers. But it's kind of like that, that if you want to call it like a review bias, in that people will only review it if it's completely fantastic or completely horrible. And since people tend to be nice on the nicer side, fortunately, you're going to get like more people saying, yeah, this is great. But there's going to be tons of people that are just like, yeah, this wasn't that good. It's not even worth it for them to leave a review. So typical review sites don't quite do it either. It's more of like a back and forth process that you have to have with people to get like an honest opinion of your book. But really, for the most part, you don't even need to go that far. If you have a book that's just sitting out there and it's not doing anything, well, something's wrong with it. Or it's not to the caliber that it needs to be for it to be flying off the virtual shelves. So do something about it.
And finally, we have life coach Melanie Yates.
Well, my favorite thing is body language. And Mel Robbins has a high five challenge where you actually give yourself a high five in the mirror. We all know in our mind, even if you don't speak English, right? Like it translates, body language translates in any language. And everybody knows a high five is a happy thing. It's a celebrating thing. It's a like, yes thing, you know, it's like, you go girl, you know, it's vibrational and it's unconscious because we've been taught that from an early age, you know, and it's kind of a lost art, you know, I mean, when's the last time you've given somebody a high five?
That's,
you know,
yeah.
But we used to do it, you know, so it's one of those things that your mind already knows. And so I like just something really small, like when you get up to go to the bathroom in the morning, to give yourself a high five in the mirror and just be like, it's going to be a good day. High five. And it's just one way to just kind of connect. And so my challenge is if you do that for 30 days and you don't feel different, man.
There you go, guys. If you'd like to reach out, please head over to my website at danthomas.net. All these curated challenges are also available on the Lion Fury Productions Patreon page. Thanks for tuning in. Till next time, catch you then.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.